basically, they fly all of the aid workers for the whole international aid community to places that cannot be reached by trucks or cars or any other way.
And how many places in Sudan are we actually talking about, in Darfur? Let's just describe Sudan. It's massive.
It's huge, and the distances are tremendous. The numbers are amazing. I mean, we in the first 6 months have flown almost 20,000 passengers into the various locations in Darfur, in the border states and other areas that cannot be reached any other way. And to shut this down now because we don't get enough funding would be like really tragic. You know, Darfur and Sudan has pretty much disappeared out of the news headlines. The World Food Program is still helping 3.5 million people there who totally need our food assistance. But the whole international community, all of our partners, need to get to places that are too far away to be reached by car or by trucks or any other way. We need $9.9 million urgently. If we don't get that, we have to shut it down by the end of the month.
The service has been in operation for more than 10 years now, and it's, as you say, reaching more than 40 locations mm-hmm. within the country. So if that money, that $10 million, it doesn't sound like that much. If that doesn't come, you really have to shut the service down, and there's no way to get the aid workers in and the NGOs and volunteers who are going into these places. If you don't get that money, the service shuts.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And the World Food Program is 100% voluntarily funded. We are the best dressed beggars in the world. We always have to appeal for funds. You know, it's in so many places. We also do it in Afghanistan. We're doing it in Nepal. We're doing it in so many places. It's the only way how aid workers can go to some of these areas. But we now need the international community to step up and help us out.
Now, in Sudan itself, you're getting to these remote areas and 20% of the population needs humanitarian aid. What are the kind of problems people on the ground are facing now?
What we've seen is because of increased fighting over the last few months that some 200,000 additional people have been displaced. We have the ongoing situation that we have these camps in Darfur where people have been living now for years on end and there's no hope that they can leave soon. We have other areas where people have been displaced and need food assistance. And so it's just crucially important that we can continue our work there. It's one of those crises that might have disappeared from the headlines, but it hasn't disappeared in its urgency. And it's one of the most complex ones because it's such a gigantic country and such a large size that it's really one of the most complex crises that we're dealing with.